God's Word Grace Church would like to invite you to listen to a sermon by our pastor, Todd Nybert. We are located at 4137 Todd's Road, 2 miles outside of Manowar Boulevard. Sunday services are at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Bible study is at 9:45 a.m. Wednesday services are at 7 p.m. Nursery is provided for all services. For more information, visit our website at toddsroadgracechurch.com. Now here's our pastor, Todd Nybert.
In John chapter 19, verse 30, we read, "When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, 'It is finished.'" Now, those are his words from the cross. "It is finished." What was finished? What did the Lord mean when he said, "It is finished"? Now, the Lord made 7 statements from the cross, all of which are so precious. "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." That gives us the Lord's purpose in going to the cross, to forgive his people from their sins. He said to his mother, "Woman, behold thy son." That reminds us of the real humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ, his concern for his mother after the flesh. And then he said, "I thirst." And there was no thirst like his thirst. This lets us know something of his sufferings on the cross. And he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" He was forsaken by his father because he bore the sins of his people as their substitute. That lets us know something about his substitutionary death on the cross, being forsaken by his father. And then he said to the thief, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." That lets us know of his kingly authority. And then he said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." That demonstrates to us his complete faith in his father. He never quit believing. He said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." And he entrusted himself completely to his father. And then we have these precious words, "It is finished." Now his first words, "I must be about my father's business." He made that statement when he was 12 years old. And here are his last words, "It is finished. My father's business has been finished." Now, this word, "it is finished," is one word in the Greek spoken of in the perfect tense. That means it is a work perfectly completed, never to be repeated. It is finished. Now, this cry from the cross, "it is finished," lets us know that whatever his intentions were in going to the cross, he did what he intended to do. It's finished. It is done. He said in John chapter 4, verse 34, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and finish his work." That was said early in his ministry. My meat, that which I live for, that which I feed on, my food is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. And we know from his own testimony what his father's will was for him to do. He said in John chapter 6, verses 38 and 39, "For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me." Now don't miss that. What did he say? "This is the will of him that sent me, that of all which he hath given me." Who are they? Those the Father gave him before the foundation of the world. "This is the will of him that sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but raise it up again at the last day." Now, he finished what the Father gave him to do perfectly. When he said it is finished, the salvation of everyone that he represented was accomplished. Somebody says to me, "When were you saved?" And they're looking for a date. My reply, "When he said, it is finished." That's when I was saved. When he said, "It is finished." Now, he came to glorify his Father. He said in John chapter 17, verse 4, "I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work that thou gavest me to do." The work of saving his people from their sins. He came to fulfill the law. Not only did he come to glorify his Father, he came to fulfill the law. He said, "Think not that I'm come to destroy the law and the prophets. I came not to destroy, but to fulfill." He fulfilled the entire Old Testament. He fulfilled every type. He fulfilled every sacrifice. He fulfilled every ceremony. They were all given to point to him. He said, with regard to the Scriptures, "They are they which testify of me," every single one of them. And he is the fulfillment of every single Scripture. And I love the way he said to John the Baptist, "Thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." He completely fulfilled and finished all righteousness. He kept God's law perfectly. The very first chapter in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, the angel said to Joseph, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." And that's exactly what he did. When he said, "It is finished," his people were completely saved from their sins. "What makes you think you're saved?" somebody says. Well, let me answer that. "Because he said, it is finished." That's what makes me think I'm saved. It is finished. He said in Luke chapter 12, "I have a baptism to be baptized with." And he had already gone through water baptism, but he was to be immersed under the wrath of God on the Calvary's tree, submerged, completely drowned in the wrath of God. And he was going to emerge from the wrath of God in the resurrection. Now, with regard to what he did when he said, "I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how straitened I am till it be accomplished," when he said, "It is finished," it was accomplished. It said of him in Hebrews 1:3, "When he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high." Now, notice the language. He, by himself, purged our sins. There was no participation from me. There was no participation from you. He did this by himself. You added nothing. I added nothing. He did this by himself. And then the Scripture says he sat down. Now, why did he sit down? Because his work was finished. There was nothing left for him to do. He sat down having finished the work. Now here's something that is just, well, to be believed but not understood. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 3 says all the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Before there was a creation, all the works were finished, were completed before time ever began. Christ is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, and He's also the Lamb raised from the foundation of the world, and it's been finished from the foundation of the world. That's how complete His eternal salvation is. It is finished. Now, the message of false religion is due. There's something you need to do to complete what He did. There's not a message of it's done, it's finished, it's completed, but do. You need to accept Him as your personal Savior, as an act of your free will, in order for what He did to be effective for you. You have to do something to make it finished. And then there are those who say you need to do something in order to make yourself more pleasing to God by what you do, by your works, by your prayer, by your Bible reading, by your putting down the flesh, by your resistance of sin. You can become more holy and less sinful by what you do. Do. And some even look at the end of salvation and say your position in glory will be determined by what you have done. If you've been extra good and extra committed and done what you should, you'll have a bigger place in glory than someone who is not committed, as committed to you. In other words, it's your works that will determine your position in glory. Do. In the beginning, in the middle, in the end, do. That's a false message. It's done. It is finished. Now, it is impossible to understand what it is to rest in Christ if I don't understand that He completely finished the work. Now there are 12 words in the King James Version of this one word, it is finished, that are used to translate this one word. 12 different words. I love the King James Version. That's the version I preach from. I believe it to be the best translation in English that's available. There are other translations, and I don't believe them to be as good as the King James Version. And let me tell you why. If you look at the King James Version, whenever you see a word in italics, do you know it wasn't in the original? The translators are letting us know it wasn't in the original. And they're trying to make it make sense. And sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. But they are at least on enough to let you know this was not in the original. This is our attempt at translation. No other version does that. That's why I love the King James Version. I believe it to be the best version. Do I believe that the King James Version is inspired? No, I believe the original language is inspired. But the King James Version, I believe to be the best translation. And in the King James Version, there are 12 different words that are used to translate this one word, it is finished. I would like to give them to you, and I think that it'll give us some idea as to what the Lord meant when He said, it is finished. The first word is accomplished. It is accomplished. As a matter of fact, in our text, it's translated in verse 28, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished. Same words. All things are now accomplished. I love it in Luke chapter 9, verse 31, where Moses and Elijah spake of the decease which he should accomplish. Now, I've already quoted this verse, Matthew 1, 21, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Mission accomplished. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Mission accomplished. He sought and he saved. He found and he saved that which was lost. 1 Timothy 1:15, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Mission accomplished. He saved everybody that he died for. My dear friends, Christ wasn't making salvation a possibility or potential. If you just do your part, no, it is finished. He actually saved. Now, the second word is the word continual. Luke 18:5, lest by her continual coming, she weary me. Continual. What that means is the message is always in effect. Continually, at all times, throughout eternity, there is no intermission. Always, it is finished. Well, what if his people sin? It's finished. That doesn't change that. What if they sin greatly? It's finished. What if they sin and fall like Peter? It's finished. What if they sin like David? It's finished. Or what if they stray like Solomon? It is finished. You see, this message is in continual effect, and there's nothing that anybody can do to take away from that. It is finished. And then in Revelation chapter 20, verse 7, the word is translated expired. What happens after he made this cry? The veil in the temple was rent in two to let us know the Old Testament economy has expired. It's done away with. That veil was rent as soon as he said it is finished to let us know the whole Old Testament economy is over. He has fulfilled everything in it. Finished, no longer valid. And then the word is translated several times, the end. Having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them to the end. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. Now, when a book closes, what are the last words? The end. That means the story's over. Not to be continued, but the end. The story is over. Christ, according to Daniel chapter 9, verse 24, made an end of sin. The end. Now, because of that, every single believer has a new history. My history is one without sin. I'm justified by what he did. When it said the end, every moment of my life is perfect, without sin. He made an end of sins. He is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. And the word is translated in Revelation 15:1, filled. Filled. Now, when a glass is filled to the brim and it actually has the tension on the water that makes it almost come over the top, and if you added one more drop, couldn't be added to it. It's totally filled. That is the work of Christ. His salvation is completely filled. Nothing can be added to it. That's how saved I am. Colossians chapter 2, verse 10 says, in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete. You are filled. You can't get any more saved. When he said it is finished, if you're one of his, you can't get any more saved. You can't get any more accepted. You can't get any more loved. You can't become any more holy. You are complete in him because he said it is finished. Nothing can be added perfectly, perpetually, successfully filled in him, never lacking a thing. And then in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, Peter uses the word finally. Finally. It is final. Now, I have had a recurring dream, probably had this dream 500 times, more than that, if anything. And in this dream, I dream that it's finals week. And there is a class that I'm totally unprepared for. I had forgotten about it. I just pushed it back in my mind. And now it's going to prevent me from graduating because I have not been ready for that final exam. And I know there's no way I can pass it. I don't know anything about it. I'm going to fail. Now, that's what's called a stress dream. I've had that dream so many times. And I am so relieved every time I wake up because I realize I've already graduated. That was just a dream. I have already graduated. I passed my final exam 100%. Now, that's what it is finished means. It is final. And then in our text, John 19:30, I just love the plain old, it's finished. There's absolutely nothing left that needs to be done. As I said, human religion always gives you something to do. The gospel says, it's done. It is finished. There's nothing you need to do, nothing you can add to the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Simply rest. And then the word is translated fulfilled. It is fulfilled. The scriptures are fulfilled. Every one of them are fulfilled by the Lord Jesus Christ. Every sacrifice fulfilled. Every ceremony fulfilled. He's the fulfillment. He said with regard to the year of Jubilee, I love this. In Luke chapter 4, and if you know what the year of Jubilee is, it's spoken of in Leviticus chapter, chapter 25. Can't remember what chapter it is, but at any rate, in the year of Jubilee, when that silver trumpet sounded, if you were in debt, your debt was erased. Whatever you lost was restored to you. If you were a slave, you were set free. And the year was given, or the land was given, a year's rest. No crops, no work. Let the land rest. And that was supposed to happen every 50 years, the year of Jubilee. And do you know we don't have any record of it ever taking place? And I can understand that. The people who thought they would lose by it, the people who had money owed to them, the people, they don't want to see that happen. And I can understand why they prevented it from happening. It was wrong, but they prevented it. But you know what the Lord said with regard to the year of Jubilee? This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. The year of Jubilee is fulfilled by it is finished. Every debt of sin canceled. What we lost was restored, set free, given permanent rest in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is fulfilled. And then Matthew 10:23 says, go. Go. This word finish is go. Now what does that mean? Go. The light has switched from being red to green. There's nothing to hold me back. My sin is no prevention. My inability is no prevention. Nothing is holding me back. Come and welcome to the Lord Jesus Christ. It is finished. Come and welcome. Come to Christ just as you are. Do not linger. Do not wait for something to happen. Do not do something. Go. Just as I am, without one plea but the shed blood of Calvary, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. And then the word is translated paid. The debt has been paid, paid in full. You owe nothing. We don't sing Jesus paid a half, the other half I owe. We sang Jesus paid it all the debt I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And then the word is translated performed. It is performed. Luke chapter 2, verse 39, it's performed. Now we stress over performance in our marriage, as parents, in our jobs, in just about everything. We want to perform well, and our performance never measures up. My performance in anything never measures up, always lacking. But here, his words, it is performed, a perfect performance. And then finally, in 1 Thessalonians 2:16, this word is translated uttermost. It is uttermost. It can't be anything added to uttermost. You can't become any more saved. You can't become any more holy. You can't become any more righteous. You can't become any more successful. Hebrews 7:25 says, wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. It is finished. It's accomplished. It's continual. It's expired. It is ended. It's filled up. It's final. It's fulfilled. It's go. It's paid. It's performed. It's uttermost. It is finished. Do you hear those words? Sinner. I'm addressing you as a sinner, and I'm addressing myself as a sinner. Sinner. There's nothing for you to do. It's already been done. Rest in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he has said, it is finished. Let not conscience make you linger, nor a fitness fondly dream. The only fitness he requireth is to have a need of him. Now this one thing I have, I desperately need him. And for everybody who needs him, it is finished. I trust this has been a blessing. May God bless you.
To receive a copy of the sermon you have just heard, send your request to todd.nybert@gmail.com, or you may write or call the church at the information provided on the screen.